BBC 러닝 잉글리시의 6분 영어에 오신 것을 환영합니다.
Hello and welcome to 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Hello and welcome to 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Hello and welcome to 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English. Hello and welcome to 6-Minute English from BBC Learning English.
I'm Neil and today we're joined by Hannah from the What in the World podcast. I'm Neil and today we're joined by Hannah from the What in the World podcast. I'm Neil and today we're joined by Hannah from the What in the World podcast. I'm Neil and today we're joined by Hannah from the What in the World podcast.
안녕하세요, 닐. 돌아와서 정말 좋습니다.
Hey, Neil. It's great to be back. Hey, Neil. It's great to be back. Hey, Neil. It's great to be back. Hey, Neil. It's great to be back.
그럼, 닐. 당신은 미래나 예상치 못한 사건에 대해 잘 준비한다고 생각하나요?
So, Neil, do you think you're good at preparing for the future or for unexpected events? So, Neil, do you think you're good at preparing for the future or for unexpected events? So, Neil, do you think you're good at preparing for the future or for unexpected events? So, Neil, do you think you're good at preparing for the future or for unexpected events?
합리적으로 잘하는 것 같은데요.
Reasonably good, I suppose. Reasonably good, I suppose. Reasonably good, I suppose. Reasonably good, I suppose.
어떤 종류의 사건인지에 따라 다릅니다.
It depends what kind of event we're talking about. It depends what kind of event we're talking about. It depends what kind of event we're talking about. It depends what kind of event we're talking about.
모든 종류의 사건입니다.
All kinds of events. All kinds of events. All kinds of events. All kinds of events.
저는 꽤 체계적이라고 생각하지만 음식은 약 일주일 정도만 가지고 있습니다.
Now, I think I'm pretty organized, but I only have enough food to last me about a week. Now, I think I'm pretty organized, but I only have enough food to last me about a week. Now, I think I'm pretty organized, but I only have enough food to last me about a week. Now, I think I'm pretty organized, but I only have enough food to last me about a week.
그리고 오늘 우리는 준비주의자들에 대해 이야기하고 있습니다.
And today we're talking all about preppers. And today we're talking all about preppers. And today we're talking all about preppers. And today we're talking all about preppers.
준비주의자는 재앙이 곧 일어날 가능성이 있다고 믿고 그에 대비하는 사람입니다.
A prepper is someone who believes that disaster is likely to happen soon, and so they prepare for it. A prepper is someone who believes that disaster is likely to happen soon. And so they prepare for it. A prepper is someone who believes that disaster is likely to happen soon, and so they prepare for it. A prepper is someone who believes that disaster is likely to happen soon, and so they prepare for it.
준비주의자는 생존 기술을 배우거나 벙커, 즉 지하 대피소를 만들 수 있습니다.
A prepper might learn survival skills or they might build a bunker, an underground shelter. A prepper might learn survival skills or they might build a bunker, an underground shelter. A prepper might learn survival skills or they might build a bunker, an underground shelter. A prepper might learn survival skills or they might build a bunker, an underground shelter. Yes, and recently, many famous billionaires from the tech industry have made the news for building luxury bunkers. Yes, and recently, many famous billionaires from the tech industry have made the news for building luxury bunkers. Yes, and recently, many famous billionaires from the tech industry have made the news for building luxury bunkers. Yes, and recently, many famous billionaires from the tech industry have made the news for building luxury bunkers.
그래서 이러한 벙커들이 해야 할 일은 당신을 위험으로부터 안전하게 지키는 것이지만 그들은 또한 스파이 영화에 나올 법한 것들입니다.
So, what these bunkers need to do is to keep you safe from danger, but they're also like something out of a spy film. So, what these bunkers need to do is to keep you safe from danger, but they're also like something out of a spy film. So, what these bunkers need to do is to keep you safe from danger, but they're also like something out of a spy film. So, what these bunkers need to do is to keep you safe from danger, but they're also like something out of a spy film.
그들은 거대하고 체육관이나 홈시네마 같은 멋진 시설들이 있습니다.
They're huge and they've got cool features, like gyms or home cinemas. They're huge and they've got cool features, like gyms or home cinemas. They're huge and they've got cool features, like gyms or home cinemas. They're huge and they've got cool features, like gyms or home cinemas.
그들은 위험으로부터 안전하게 지내면서 편안한 삶을 살 수 있게 해줍니다.
They allow someone to live a comfortable life while staying safe from danger. They allow someone to live a comfortable life while staying safe from danger. They allow someone to live a comfortable life while staying safe from danger. They allow someone to live a comfortable life while staying safe from danger.
정말 편안한 삶이네요.
A very comfortable life. A very comfortable life. A very comfortable life. A very comfortable life.
우리는 이러한 럭셔리 벙커들, 그것들을 짓고 있는 사람들, 그리고 그들이 무엇을 두려워하는지에 대해 이야기할 것입니다.
We're going to be talking about these luxury bunkers, the people building them, and what they are so afraid of. We're going to be talking about these luxury bunkers, the people building them, and what they are so afraid of. We're going to be talking about these luxury bunkers, the people building them, and what they are so afraid of. We're going to be talking about these luxury bunkers, the people building them, and what they are so afraid of.
하지만 먼저, 닐, 당신에게 질문이 있습니다.
But first, Neil, I've got a question for you. But first, Neil, I've got a question for you. But first, Neil, I've got a question for you. But first, Neil, I've got a question for you.
페이스북, 인스타그램 워트셉을 소유한 메터의 CEO인 마크 저커버그는 하와이의 거대한 지하 벙커를 포함한다고 보도되는 부동산을 짓고 있습니다.
Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, is building a property in Hawaii which is reported to include a huge underground bunker. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, is building a property in Hawaii which is reported to include a huge underground bunker. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, is building a property in Hawaii which is reported to include a huge underground bunker. Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, which owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, is building a property in Hawaii which is reported to include a huge underground bunker.
So, Neil, how much is he reportedly spending on the project? So, Neil, how much is he reportedly spending on the project? So, Neil, how much is he reportedly spending on the project? So, Neil, how much is he reportedly spending on the project?
1,000,000 달러, B, 5,000,000 달러, 또는 C, 억 달러 중 어느 것인가요?
Is it A, $10 million, B, $50 million, or C, $100 million? Is it A, $10 million, B, $50 million, or C, $100 million? Is it A, $10 million, B, $50 million, or C, $100 million? Is it A, $10 million, B, $50 million, or C, $100 million?
한나, 저도 모르겠지만 그가 꽤 부자라서 천만 달러라고 생각해요.
Well, Hannah, I don't know, but he's a pretty rich guy, so I think 100 million. Well, Hannah, I don't know, but he's a pretty rich guy, so I think 100 million. Well, Hannah, I don't know, but he's a pretty rich guy, so I think 100 million. Well, Hannah, I don't know, but he's a pretty rich guy, so I think 100 million.
글쎄요. 저는 프로그램 마지막에 답을 공개하겠습니다.
Well, I will reveal the answer at the end of the program. Well, I will reveal the answer at the end of the program. Well, I will reveal the answer at the end of the program. Well, I will reveal the answer at the end of the program.
한나, 당신은 마크 저커버그가 짓고 있다고 알려진 것처럼 럭셔리한 벙커들을 조사해왔어요. 세상의 모든 것, 바트 인 더 월드에서요.
Hannah, you've been looking into these luxury bunkers, like the one Mark Zuckerberg is reported to be building, on What in the World? Hannah, you've been looking into these luxury bunkers, like the one Mark Zuckerberg is reported to be building, on What in the World? Hannah, you've been looking into these luxury bunkers, like the one Mark Zuckerberg is reported to be building, on What in the World? Hannah, you've been looking into these luxury bunkers, like the one Mark Zuckerberg is reported to be building, on What in the World?
무엇을 발견했나요?
What have you discovered? What have you discovered? What have you discovered? What have you discovered? What have you discovered?